Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Show that helps you take control of your genes, or at least learn how to get around them, and then live at the top of your curve till very near the end. That's the goal, and you can do it. Today we've got a great show talking to you about a lot of these subjects. We have, as the guest at the bottom of the hour, wonderful guest, Dave Andrews. He and Jack Canfield of the great series of Chicken Soup for the Soul. But Dave Andrews is also a great person. The 30-Day Sobriety Solution is what they wrote, Jack Canfield and Dave Andrews together. It's 30 days, and what it is a chapter a day, not very long chapters, but teaching you how to get rid of alcohol if you ever had a problem with alcohol so you can live joyously. And in fact, that's essentially what the program is. It's a 30-day program where you spend 45 minutes to an hour each day learning how to get sober and how to love the life you have. Can you ever drink again? Well, we'll ask that to Dave Andrews at the bottom of the hour. So the book is The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. Really, this is in advance, so I don't know when it really comes out. I think it comes out January 19th, but this is something you'll want to get a hold of, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. Just an outstanding book. As I read through it, you know, normally I read through every book that we cover on. This is 500 and some pages. I didn't make it through the whole book in my 1 week, but I got a fair bit in to know that it is a great book and a great plan. We'll ask him whether this 30-day sobriety solution works for weight loss, works for other things one wants to achieve. We're also going to talk about shingles. Shingles is triggered, it turns out, by a history of asthma. So get the vaccine if you've had asthma, but even so, get the vaccine after 50. After shingles, there's a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. We'll tell you how high. We're going to talk about how fish oil transforms your normal white fat cells to burning beige fat cells close to brown. We're going to talk about, can fermented foods cure a hangover, really, especially on January 2nd. That's an important subject. Hungry? Want a slice of pie cake? And the new food words that were developed in 2015. And by the way, some food words like foodie are going out. Steeping temperature and time affect the antioxidants in your choice of tea? And then, can 12 minutes of yoga sustain bone health for your life? The answer may surprise you. We'll also talk about the FDA ending a ban that allows blood donations by gay men. That is, they ending the ban, allowing some blood donations by gay men. Do you agree with that? We'll give you the number to call in, but you can email in at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. We'll also talk about General Mills meeting the sodium reduction goal in 7 of 10 product candidates. Why not in 10 of 10? And what do they mean by 7 of 10? What are the product categories? Hormones are tied to uterine fibroid risk. Which hormone is it? It's not the one you or I would have suspected. And then we're going to, of course, at the bottom of the hour, talk about the 30-day sobriety solution with author Dave Andrews. He's the co-author, along with co-author Jack Canfield. They wrote it together. David Andrews was the one who had this program and combined over a two-year period to write the combination of the success principles with sobriety and figuring out how to do this the best way possible. The 30-Day Sobriety Solution looks like a great book. We're going to talk to the author at the bottom of the hour. In the second hour, we'll cover more of those top great medical news stories of the week. But at the bottom of the hour, we have my favorite segment, which is Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary's going to talk about four subjects today: a new way to screen for breast carcinogens, that is, things that cause breast cancer to grow or start? Can a vitamin stop arsenic toxicity? He's going to tell us the answer. And then there's some reform legislation that passed the Senate. Is this progress on toxic chemicals or not? And then asthma rates are leveling off. Why? And what have we done to cause them to level off? And can we do more, or have we done enough? And is it turning down by itself? Those are the subjects we'll cover in today's program. And I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to learn an awful lot from a number of people, especially at the bottom of the hour, Dave Andrews, and the next hour with Gary Ginsberg. But you'll learn a lot today because I've got some really great stories to teach you. So the first story that I want to go over is drug overdose deaths have surged in 14 states. What state do you think has the second most overdoses? Yeah, California, being the largest state, most populous, has the most. But the second most populous state, whether it's Texas or Florida or New York, that's not in the list. The second most is our own state, my own state of Ohio. Why does Ohio have so many deaths from overdoses? We don't know the answer to that, and obviously it's a subject that is being investigated strongly, but it is true we had 2,700 deaths last year from overdoses. California did have 4,500, but for example, New York, only 2,300. Florida, only 2,600. Texas, 2,600. But so Ohio edged out those other very populous states. And the problem is that people who start on pain relievers or who start on alcohol or who even start on marijuana apparently go to heroin because it's so cheap, and they misjudge, or they go clean for a few days and then they think they've built up a tolerance and can go back to their normal and overdose, or maybe some of them are trying to commit suicide. But this is a rapid increase. In 15 states, there's been an average of about a 10% increase since 2013, and a great increase since 2000 of about 50%, huge increase. But it is a tremendous problem. And so if you have suggestions on it, call us or email us, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We haven't changed our genes that much since 1950, but we're getting a lot more suicides from heroin or a lot more people overdosing from heroin. What do you think we can do for it? We've clearly lost the war on drugs, if this is an example, and Ohio's a leading area, if you will, that has lost that war. So that's our number one story, that overdose drugs have surged in 14 states this last year. Number two story is shingles seems to be increased by a number of other immune reactions. That is, if you have asthma, you have about a 3 times as great a risk of developing shingles after age 50 as if you didn't have asthma as a kid. Similarly, if you've got atopic, that is allergies that have little bumps on your skin, or atopic dermatitis, again, about a 2-fold increase in your risk of shingles. What does that mean? Well, if you've got any of those, but even if you're just over 50 and haven't received the chickenpox vaccine but have gotten chickenpox, you need the shingles vaccine. So someday all these kids who got the chickenpox vaccine probably won't need it because they don't have shingles or the chickenpox virus inside them. But you should get it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay well and enjoy getting younger.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly Deep Dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We are a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the youngest possible. Well, we went through in the first segment the bad news about drug overdoses increasing dramatically across the country. 14 states have a 10% or more increase, and last year, 2014, looks like it was the highest record for deaths on record from overdoses. Heroin is the one that is doing its deed in Ohio, and we don't know the cause of this, but we do know that cheap heroin is facilitating it. And we started then going to another topic on something you need to do to prevent a problem that is totally preventable by a vaccine. So one of the things this show hopes to do is to have you take control of your genes by doing simple things. Like this is getting the shingles vaccine when you're 50, maybe when you're 65 you need a booster, but at most two shots in your life to prevent the chickenpox varicella virus. That's if you had chickenpox, you've got that. It's living in your spinal cord. And about a third of us get reactivation of it, and it causes really painful, miserable thing. You see it on TV with those splotches on the eye of that guy in the commercials. Well, you don't have to have that. The vaccine, if you get it, prevents about 60 to 70% of those and decreases the severity in almost everyone who gets the vaccine. So I got the vaccine when I was 50. I'm going to get it actually again pretty soon as a booster. That's what we think you need, two episodes of it. It's called the shingles vaccine. Sometimes Medicare does pay for it at least once over the age of 65. So that's what you probably want to get. And there's a second reason why you want to get it, not just to prevent this horrible pain, and it's literally excruciating pain. People describe it to me who've gotten it, who have not had the shot, as stabbing, like someone stabbing a knife into them periodically. It's really miserable. The people who've gotten it even after they've had the vaccine, so it's protective, as I said, and 70% reduces the severity, and the other 30% say it's bothersome, problematic, but it isn't any place near the stabbing pain that you would have if you did not have the vaccine. Well, in any case, there's a second problem, and that is there's a higher risk, and a lot higher risk. This is the risk of heart attacks and strokes, and probably an impeded immune system that lets cancers thrive and lets other things have their way with you. But this is, in fact, a problem. So shingles infections are painful, but they increase the risk of heart attack and stroke about twofold. So you get inflammation. Anytime you have an infection, you get inflammation in your body, whether it's the flu. That's one of the main reasons you should get the flu shot, right? If you get the flu shot every year for 10 years, from 55 to 65, during that period of time, you'll have a 50% lower risk of being hospitalized for any condition and a 25% lower chance of dying from heart attacks during that period. And the reason is simple. It's the same thing as with shingles. Once you get it, that inflammation that your body sets up to knock out that recurrent infection also causes plaque to rupture, which causes heart attacks, strokes, impotence, wrinkling of the skin, kidney failure. And it probably also causes brain rot, and it also probably causes your cancers to thrive. So that's the message. Get your flu shot. It's not too late. And if you haven't gotten it this year, get it. It's working well. And secondly, get your shingles vaccination. Please do get your shingles vaccination. By the way, especially if you've got asthma or had asthma or atopic dermatitis or an allergic reaction as a kid, you're more likely to get shingles as an adult. We don't know why that is. That's, again, new data this week. The Automegas, I want to get through at least one more important subject before we go to break. And by the way, when we come back from break, we have a great guest. The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, How to Quit or Cut Back Drinking in the Privacy of Your Own Home. Jack Canfield, Dave Andrews, very helpful book. It's called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. And can you ever drink again? Well, Dave Andrews will talk to us about that. Jack Canfield, of course, is the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. But Dave Andrews is the real pro in this area of sobriety and keeping using the success principles of Jack Canfield in the 30-Day Solution. So, tremendous book by Dave Andrews and Jack Canfield, Canfield. I don't think you can even pre-order it yet. Oh, yeah, you can pre-order it. It's on pre-order on Amazon. It goes on sale 1/19/16 officially. So in a couple weeks, it's officially on sale. But it is a wonderful, wonderful book. This is a book you want to look forward to, and you want to get a copy as soon as you can if you've ever thought of, or if you've got a friend with a problem drinking. And 23 million Americans, I think that's low, but that's the number I see in the data. 23 million Americans have a real problem with drinking, but this is in there, and the 23 million Americans are living in recovery. Producer John just caught me. But in any case, the answer is that the 30-Day Sobriety Solution is a wonderful book, and we're going to talk to author Dave Andrews in just a few minutes. But before we do, I wanted to get to one really interesting study. This is a study in mice, so it isn't a human study, but it has incredible implications. Mice, like humans, have brown fat when they're young, and that brown fat is metabolically active. It keeps you warm, so in the first 6 months of human life, you have brown fat that you use and metabolize off to keep you warm. But when we get older, we don't have much brown fat. So the question is, how do you turn your white fat, which is just storage, your white fat is storage of fat, causes inflammation, puts out metabolically active inflammation things. But how do you turn that fat into brown fat? Well, this was a very interesting story where they gave regular mice fatty food, and the other group got the same mice fatty food but got fish oil in addition. That's that DHA omega-3 we talk about. You should get 900 milligrams of that for your brain every day. Well, that DHA omega-3 turns some of your white fat into brown fat, which means you burn, if you're like these mice, will create what they call beige fat, which is metabolically active. So the basic message is the mice that ate the food with the fish oil gained 5 to 10% less weight and 15 to 25% less fat than those that didn't consume the fish oil. They also found that the beige cells formed from the white cells when this process occurred was activated, meaning that certain fat stored cells acquire the ability to actually not just store but metabolize fat, and that's why they thought they were thinner and younger. So that's the big story on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay well and keep young.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me and thank you both for what you do to get the health messages and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
For more than 45 years, Barbara's has created delicious cereals and snacks made with simple, wholesome ingredients you and your family can trust. Barbara's breakfast and snack items are lower sugar, higher protein options, free of artificial ingredients and colors, with the majority of its product profile non-GMO project verified, committed to better health and better taste. Barbara's gives families real, wholesome food that's tasty too. Check out all of the products at Barbara's.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a really special treat this hour, this half hour. We're going to talk to Dave Andrews. Dave and his co-author, Jack Canfield. Yeah, Jack is the one of the Success Principles and Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Dave Andrews is an acclaimed sobriety coach and speaker, recovered alcoholic who's been sober for a little over 8 years. He's one of the world's leading experts in helping others recover, reclaim, and reinvent their lives. They wrote a great book together called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, How to Quit or Cut Back Drinking in the Privacy of Your Own Home. Now, normally, I don't say things are great books or spectacular unless I get to read the whole thing. This book is a little too big for me to have read this week. It's 500 pages, but I did get fairly far into it and reading front to back. It's a chapter a day, and they tell you to set aside 45 minutes to an hour. Takes me a little longer, but they say set aside 45 minutes to an hour to read each chapter and to start to work on it. It's a day-by-day plan for the 30 days, but it is just a wonderful, wonderful book if you have any problem. Dave serves on the board of directors of nonprofit organizations Young People in Recovery, Advocates for Recovery. He is the CEO of 30 Day Solution, LLC, lives near Colorado, Denver, with his wife and two daughters. But in the just beforehand, I found out that he, like both Steph Curry and LeBron James, come from around Cleveland. So, welcome, Dave.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's exciting to be on your show. And, yeah, I love, obviously, hearing so much about you and Cleveland Clinic and growing up in Ohio. It's even more of an honor to be on your show.
Now, tell me about how did you and Jack Canfield, I'm going to play it as though I haven't read any of the book, so just like our guests. And by the way, you can pre-order the book now. It's on Amazon. It comes out officially, I think, January 19th. So we're really lucky to have Dave early on, because he will be incredibly busy. I promise you, this is a great book. I think it should be. Now, there are only 23.5 million people in recovery, but probably there are 100 million people. So virtually every one of us knows someone with this problem, and this is a great book to read or to give them as a gift or to have them start the new year with. How did you and Jack Canfield get together?
It's a great story, and I just want to say first, I'm humbled by your compliments, and I can't thank you enough. And it's been, you know, kind of my, you know, heart and soul for the last 8 years of work that I've done. So Jack and I met back in 2010, I believe, and I was doing a training conference in Philadelphia, and I shared with him, you know, this idea and this program that I had started creating and doing a lot of research on starting in 2008. And he was passionate about it because he had had so many family members that struggled with addiction and felt there needed to be some other solutions out there that worked. So we met, and I shared with him. He gave me some guidance. We stayed in touch. And over the course of the years, I kept building success stories around the program. It got him really intrigued, and I passionately wanted to take, you know, the first version that, you know, I published back in 2010 and turn it into a book where we could really give it to the masses and also even improve upon it more so and take Jack's expertise and knowledge and great experience and take it to a whole other level. And that's, you know, that's what thankfully we've been able to do.
Now, did you in your own recovery go through this process, or how many times did you go through recovery now that you're in it? And did you go through this process, or did you, on going through it, just evolve this to help others?
So it's an interesting story. So I have a somewhat of a typical story where for eight years I knew I had a problem, and I knew there was a real problem with alcohol, and people around me knew it as well, and as much as I'd like to think that they didn't. And I was looking for answers, but the only answers that really seemed to be out there were ones that felt very challenged, feel are very unprivate to me, like AA and rehab. And I was always great at two things. I tell people I was great at drinking and I was great at my job. And beyond that, I wasn't great at much else. And eventually what happened is I went to Alcoholics Anonymous. I had to do something at that point. And that was kind of my bottom. And so I went there and did all the work, had two sponsors, went through the steps twice as well. And 8 months sober, and it did help me get sober. And I love AA. I love what it has to offer. I'm not a fan at all of putting down AA like it's been, like some people like to, and because it helped change my life. But what I found is 8 months sober, a good friend of mine or a friend of mine who was also in recovery and ahead of me relapsed, and he took his own life with a shotgun. And he had two kids the same ages as my two daughters, and at the time, and It was a wake-up call, and I knew that that was my future. I knew that's where I was headed if I didn't make some changes, some profound changes. And so, because what I'd done hadn't worked, and I'd done everything I was asked to do, and I still knew I was very close to drinking again, and that wouldn't have been good. And so, you know, I was actually listening to Tony Robbins, one of my favorite programs he does from way back when, Personal Power 2, and I asked this question. I'm like, why isn't any of this taught in recovery? And it was an important question. And it sent me down this whole path where I said, I'm going to take everything I've learned over the course of years from people like Jack Canfield and Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, and see if I can put together something that maybe is different and that will help people that need help, that aren't willing to go to AA, that's not private and things like that, and that want help in the privacy of their own home. And that's kind of started that whole journey. And so I went through the program myself doing that, and my life changed in phenomenal ways. I mean, it was night and day, the differences I experienced. by using what's in this book and program. And then the beautiful thing about it is this was all built through the feedback of people just like, you know, me and probably some of your listeners, which is, you know, I put it out there and I would get feedback and say, you know, what worked, what didn't. And over the course of many, many years and thousands of people and feedback and using their feedback to improve upon it, you know, we now have this in the book, which is the best format it's ever been in. And so I absolutely went through it. It was transformational for me. And even the first three people that ever did the official program are still sober today, are success stories in the book, you know, from 2010. And that was amazing to me at the time. I knew I was found something for myself. I wasn't sure at the time, was this going to work for other people? And it was phenomenal, the results I saw. And,
now,
and it made me realize it had to get out
there. Before we go on, I've got some questions which will come up, which were emailed in from people who got our Twitter messages about the show, about you being on the show and this book being on the show, talking about will this work for weight loss. We'll come back and talk about
Great.
Those in the second hour. Well, let's just talk about, why did you say 30 days? How did 30 days happen to come up?
So 30 days, we know with some studies around the brain, and I'm sure you know this as well as anyone, that it's somewhere in that 21 to 28 days, you can actually have, you know, your brain can change. If you do work, if you do certain work every day of the you know, every day for 21 to 28 days in a row, you can actually change neural connections and things like that. And so we have found there's a profound impact around the ability to really change how you think in that period of time. We don't say that 30 days you're healed and you go back to, you know, the way you were. That's not realistic. There's also some psychology around getting people to take action and see how easy it actually can be. And one of those is 30 days feels to most people that are really struggling like something they can grasp onto. They can say, okay, I can do this. And it's not too long and it's not too short where they're like, that's crazy, that's not going to work. And it's very important that when you're working with people that are addicted, that you meet them where they're at. It's also why cutting back, even though a small percentage only can cut back, you know, maybe in the 5% range, it's very important that they understand that is a possibility and you're not drawing this line in the sand saying that you can never drink again. You can, you know, you have to do this work for the rest of your life, all that, because that's in some ways what we've done as a culture is we've made it very hard. And so that was the reason of the 30 days. There's science behind it, but there's also psychology around helping people take action, because once they do it, I hear time and time again how easy people say, they like, I can't believe it was that easy. Why didn't I do this years ago? And that's the thing that, you know, gets me really excited and Jack really excited.
Let's talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about the five phases, and then let's tackle that weight loss question. Can you use this for weight loss? Can you use this for breaking other habits in your life that you don't want? And then maybe your view, if we can get that, on the overdose problem that we're now having with heroin or with other drugs other than alcohol and the deaths from those that are occurring, since they're big news in Ohio. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Being your best means nothing slows you down, whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout. One thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes' formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes times to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michaels also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michaels Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We want you to take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve. And one of the great books and wonderful authors we get to talk to today is Dave Andrews. The book, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. You want to go to the website. It's T30D.com. The 30-Day for T30D.com. T30D.com is the website that serves this book. And the author of the book, and it's a wonderful book, is Dave Andrews. Dave, take me through the five phases. I haven't gotten to phase four or five, so I don't know them yet. But I got into phase three already reading it, and so it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Great, yeah. And just to be clear, it's actually 3-0, not O, so I don't, just in case there's any confusion. So T-3-0.
Yes, three, the number,
yeah, the number
O or zero, correct.
Yeah, I apologize,
thank you.
I wasn't clear on that. So yeah, there are five phases we take him through, and essentially, it's a phased approach to help people through each stage of what we've experienced working with, you know, the thousands of people that have been through the program, and to make sure that we're addressing the needs they have. And it would take a while to explain each phase, but you know, the first phase is really kind of understanding where you are today, getting clarity around where you want to get to, and the whole, what I would call the pain pleasure balance. You know, what Freud talks about is the pleasure principle. Everything we do is to either avoid pain or gain pleasure. And when you understand that at a level and you're able to integrate that in your life in a certain way, it gives you incredible power in making change, you know, in overcoming addictive behaviors, which is one of the hardest changes, of course, to make. And then, you know, phase two, we get into more of the emotional and mental blocks. A common thing in phase two people always love talking about is kind of the subconscious beliefs that we have that hold us back that we don't know. One of my favorite stories around that is the study they did where they had French music playing in a store selling wine one day and German music another day. And on the day French music was playing, and they only had French and German wines they were selling. On the day French music was playing, something like 73% of the people bought French wine. On the day German music was playing, 78% bought German wine. Didn't know it. They didn't really recognize it. It wasn't a conscious choice. It's just what was going on around them that affected their decisions. Well, those same things happen in our life every day that hold us back and lead us down addictive behaviors. And, you know, that's one of the things that we work with people on is to help them identify, bring awareness to those, and then change them, because then you can really have some beautiful things to create great change with. Then we go into, you know, more phase three, which is kind of helping create a strong belief and helping see what your dreams are and how you're holding yourself back. The quality question solution is another one of my favorites. A lot of alcoholics and problem drinkers often find themselves asking what's called presupposition questions. You know, why am I such a loser drunk? Why do I always have to drink? And the problem with those questions are they're already assuming that you are that loser drunk, and then your brain is just simply answering and saying, well, this is because you do this, and all that's really not good for you. And so that's one of the examples of what we work on in that day to kind of change the way you talk to yourself to change your life. And then phase four gets into really the mind-body connection. So what, you know, you teach, which is amazing. And, you know, I look at this program as what it is for the mental and emotional health and wellness versus and what compared to what, you know, you, the owner's manual is for the physical body. And of course they are intricately tied together, as we both know. And then phase five wraps it all up, gives you a plan for thriving in sobriety in the future. And really what I call that we call the new happy hour, your new happy hour that you have in life that you can use to really empower yourself and your dreams and move forward in a really healthy and happy way.
So now the big question is, these five phases seem like they would work for any addiction, whether you took cigarettes or whether you took food or even just the problem of obesity in America, because they really are, at least as far as I've gotten, changing what they are is changing your opinion of yourself so that you can thrive in a step-by-step fashion.
Absolutely. And time and time again, I have had people go through the program. I've had people go through the program 3 and 4 times to deal with other bad habits. And so, you know, what we wanted to do is we do want to really expand the brand and address those other issues. Obesity is, you know, certainly something I'm passionate about having an influence in as well, and something I've struggled with in my past. And so the challenge is, you know, so what we did is, first of all, we wanted to make sure that we really talked to the audience that my history is based off of and that some of Jack's family is, which is really the alcoholic problem drinker, excessive drinker type individual. But, you know, and then look at branding it out more and helping other people. But, yes, you could take this same content, same book, exact same book, and, you know, get help from any one of many numerous types of addictive behaviors, because it is the exact same principle. The only difference with this book versus one that would, you know, versus turning this onto one with, you know, obesity is that the content is meant to talk to the alcoholic or problem drinker, and that's where there is a little bit of a disconnect for someone that wants to use it for dealing with their weight. And so,
when you get ready, I'll be glad to collaborate with you on the obesity one, because we have plenty of people we do help and can help with a 30-day, actually it's a 6-month coaching program, but you could certainly turn it into a 30-day coaching program.
Now, I love it. Yeah, yeah. Consider it done. I will be in touch, because that's something that I'd love to do and collaborate on. And the combination with coaching, this program with coaching is some of the most phenomenal progress you can help people make. And you probably have seen the same thing with the work you do.
Now let's take there's a very interesting and probably controversial part in this book, which is, and you alluded to it before. By the way, people can learn more about the book by going to the letter T, 30D. So 3, the number 0, the number D as in day. .com. The 30-day stands for the 30-day, but it's just the first initial, T30D.com, and find out more about it. But one of the things that you touch on is can you go from being a problem drinker to a social drinker? And most people would say no, but you don't give that absolute answer.
Yeah, and it's a very important topic, right? So, I the first version of this program, when I first did it, I said absolutely not. And someone brought it up, and I got frustrated about that, and I said, no, you have to quit completely. And then I started talking to my graduates. Once again, this is all feedback driven, and there were people that were successfully, you know, drinking socially again, and they were being honest and sincere, and I had no question, no reason to doubt them, because some of these people I had relationships with. So the reality is for someone to change and for someone to get over an addictive behavior, you have to meet them where they're at. Every alcoholic, every problem drinker is afraid of one thing. The idea of not drinking again for the rest of their life scares them to no end. Same thing with me. I avoided everything because, you know, the idea of not doing that, the idea of never drinking again meant to me, I was committed
Dave,
to life.
Dave, we're going to have to cut it off then. We've got a heartbreak now. So I want to tell people they've got to find out from the 30-Day Sobriety Solution, a lot of great wisdom and a wonderful book, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution, Canfield and Andrews, T30D.com. We'll be right back after these important messages.